Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I'm so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I need to know if my boyfriend is lying about a trip he took. I mean, he said he went for a work trip, but I think he actually went to see his old girlfriend.
Oh, okay. So let's start from the beginning then here. What's your boyfriend's name?
It's Tyler.
Okay, and how long have you guys been together?
About 2 years.
Okay, so a while then. So you said he took a trip, but you think he lied about it?
So 2 weeks ago, he takes this trip that he had to go to up to Philadelphia. He said it was for work. But then a couple of things happened that made me think he was lying about the whole thing.
Okay, so all right, so let's break those down then. What are the things that make you think he's lying? What was the first thing?
So the first thing was, he was only going for the weekend, so I asked him if I could drive him to the airport, and then I was going to go pick him up when he landed, and he said no.
Okay, give me another thing.
So I think it was on that Saturday when he was there that he called me, and I asked him how it was going, and he said, oh, it's good, but the weather sucks. But then later on, he sent me a picture of the city, and it was totally bright and sunny. So I was like, I thought you said the weather sucked. And he wrote back, oh, yeah, it did, but it cleared up pretty quick.
Okay, all right, so kind of sketchy with the picture there.
Well, actually, there's more to this whole picture thing. So this past weekend, we were in this car, and an Adele song came on, and I said, hey, have you seen how different Adele looks now? And he goes, no. So I grab his phone, because mine was stuck at the bottom of my purse, and it was right there on the charger.
Okay.
So I grab it, and I started typing photos of Adele. And before I even got to the Adele, guess what pops up in the search window? Photos of stuff in Philadelphia.
Okay, so he was he doing a little sightseeing maybe instead of working? Is that?
No, the first three pictures on the Google were the exact same ones that he sent me when he said he was supposed to be there.
So instead of sending you real photos he took, he just Googled photos of stuff in Philadelphia and sent you those instead.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, it's exactly what you would do if you wanted someone to think you were in a certain place, but you weren't actually there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you think maybe he didn't actually go to Philadelphia then?
Well, there is one thing I can't figure out. He brought me back this little stuffed animal of the mascot from the Flyers hockey team.
Do you mean Gritty? He brought you back Gritty?
Yeah. He's so ugly, but I love him.
Okay. Well, of course, everybody loves Gritty. He either ordered that way ahead of time on Amazon, because I don't know anywhere around here that you would be getting one of those things. So I assume then that he was in Philly.
Unless he went somewhere else and just had like a layover in Philly. I mean, maybe he did go somewhere else, but he had like a quick stop at the Philly airport.
Yeah, Philadelphia seems, yeah, like a big city that would be like a hub for like a major airline. Does anybody know if, like, is Philly a hub for a major airline? Shaggy, can you check?
Yeah, one second.
It's worth a Google.
Yeah, it is worth a Google. Hold on. Hang on a second. So, according to this, Philadelphia is a hub for American Airlines.
Okay, see, that's what I thought. Okay, so if he didn't go to Philly, then where do you think he went, Carrie?
Well, about a month ago, his ex-girlfriend got divorced. And one night, he told me that he needed to talk to her and asked me if I was okay with it. But then, I guess after he talked to her that night, she kept calling him. And he didn't want to blow her off because she was really depressed. And she didn't have nobody else to talk.
See, that puts you in a bad place because you want to be like, hey, stop talking to your ex. Tell her to get a therapist.
Right. But I never said anything because he was honest about telling me every time they talked, you know, so I didn't think that he lied.
Yeah.
But maybe he did lie when he went on that work trip. I think he went to see her instead.
And let me guess, she lives in another city, which coincidentally is not Philadelphia.
She lives in Florida.
Okay, so if you had to, could you give me like the exact dates that he was gone? Like, do you know the dates when he left and when he came back?
Yeah, I know what days he was gone. But I'm not sure the time he left or the time he got back.
No, that's fine. Does he live in a house, apartment, condo?
He lives at apartments.
Ooh. Are those the ones over in Ghent?
Yep, those are the ones.
Yeah, swanky. Okay. All right, so get his phone number for us, and then we'll call up Tyler when we come back next.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak to Tyler, please?
This is he.
Tyler, my name is Jack Harlow. I'm a detective with Loss Prevention down at the 2nd District. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. So, listen, I'm following up on an investigation from a couple weekends ago, and I'm starting to get statements from everybody in your building. Are you aware there was a series of break-ins at your building that occurred all within 48 hours of each other?
Are you serious? No, I had no idea.
Yeah, it was a couple weekends ago. By the way, you're not a suspect or anything. The reason I'm calling is because I'm interviewing everybody in your building to see if anybody saw anything unusual. Maybe a person who doesn't live there, car looked different, maybe a license plate you didn't recognize, anything like that.
Yeah, I gotcha. No, I haven't seen anything like that, but I'll keep a lookout.
Well, this would have been a couple weekends ago. So the weekend of the 11th through the 13th, do you remember if you saw anything unusual that weekend?
Not really. I wasn't even home that weekend. I was out of town. I remember because I had to fly on September 11th, and I remember being freaked out about it.
Okay, so you weren't even around that weekend.
No, I was down in Florida visiting a friend, and I didn't even come back until that following Tuesday.
I see. So you went to Florida for the weekend.
Yeah, I could show you my boarding pass. I think it's still on my phone.
No, I believe you. I was just wondering if you flew straight through down to Florida or if you had to do a stopover. I'm thinking of going down there for some vacation myself.
There was a layover. It was quick in Philly.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Okay, listen, I do have one more question for you, if you don't mind answering it for me.
Sure.
So, if you went to Florida, why did you spend the whole weekend lying to your girlfriend saying you went to Philly for work?
Huh?
He said, why did you lie to your girlfriend and say you were in Philly when you really weren't?
Oh, snap! What the hell is going on right now?
What's going on, Tyler, is we have your girlfriend on with us, and she'd like to know why you lied and told her you were in Philly when you weren't.
You hired a f***ing detective?
Tyler, no, this is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104.
What a compliment.
I know, right? you're on Dirty Work Wednesday right now. Carrie wants to know why you lied to her. Was it because you went to make sure your ex was okay?
I'm not talking about my personal life on the radio. Sorry.
Well, hold on.
Well, you better talk to me then.
Fine. I'll talk to you, but not like this. I'll talk to you in private. I'm not doing this.
Oh, God. Wow. He knows about decaf, right? I mean, why? He was angry.
I would call him right away. Like, don't give him any time to think of a story or an excuse. The more time you give him, the more time he's going to have to come up with something.
Yeah, well, whatever he comes up with now, I'm not going to believe him anyway.
You know the thing that would bother me the most is where did he stay when he was down there in Florida? Like, did he even get a hotel? Or did he stay with her somewhere?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.